The election is a little more than 7 weeks away, and the possibility of a second round or another round of economic relief from Congress is dimming. Yesterday, Senate Democrats blocked a $300 billion Republican proposal known as the Skinny Bill from advancing. One Republican voted against the bill as well. That's Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. Democrats say they're hopeful Republicans will return to negotiations for a bigger relief package, but it is not clear if that will happen. For more, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, there are about 30 million people at this point on some form of unemployment assistance, and the number of people filing claims continues to rise each week. Why is Congress having such a hard time coming to an agreement on relief?
Yeah, and about half of those 30 million people are in sort of dire straits right now. They're very dependent on relief. Part of the problem is that both Democrats and Republicans have other things in the relief bill, some of which don't pertain entirely to relief. The GOP's skinny bill, as you call it, cut out relief for cities and states. Now, the way this works in this country is the federal government can run deficits. Cities and states can't really. So when you cut aid to cities and states, what you get is a reduction in services that people depend on. The Democrats want a $2 trillion bill. This bill is about $650 billion. It would have repurposed some funding from earlier aid packages, so it's not even all new funding. And it's got liability protection for businesses, which Democrats don't want. It's got a tax credit for private schools. Basically, the Republicans knew this bill was going to fail, but they wanted to put pressure on Democrats by offering a relief bill and being able to say the Democrats didn't support it. So if you don't have one, Republicans would like you to blame Democrats for that.
You say people right now, some of them, many of them, millions of them are already in dire straits. Are we about to see just an absolute economic disaster if there is no more aid coming from the federal government in the next couple of months?
You know, Jeremy, you and I have talked for years, and during that time, what we have seen is a decoupling of certain indicators of the economy and the actual economy. And one of them is the stock market. The stock market's doing very well, which gives some people the impression that, well, this isn't really a recession anyway. But we have 12 to 15 billion, million people who are really at risk of having no income, being evicted from their homes or having their homes foreclosed on. The skinny bill was going to give them a $300 boost to the weekly unemployment benefits through the end of the year. That's what Donald Trump had put into an executive order last month. It was to take money from FEMA to do that. There are a lot of people, economists included, who say that's not close to enough. And if you don't do it, yes, you are going to see increased unemployment and people in dire straits in an economy that really depends on people getting back on their feet so that they can work, pay taxes, and keep the economy going.
There's a report out that says food prices are starting to inch back up after falling in June. Just briefly tell us why that's happening.
So food prices went up because of the remarkable demand that people faced. You know, everybody was stockpiling food. Now we've got a situation where families are spending more on groceries. They're not eating out. Meat in particular is much more expensive. Bacon costing 50 cents more a pound. Ground beef, 40 cents more a pound. Chicken breast, 30 more cents a pound. Partially because food supply chains have been tightened up and labor costs have been driven up and demand continues. So it's not just the United States, by the way. This is a worldwide surge in pricing. And we're going to see it for a while.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. You're listening to Here and Now.